Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on the topic of Shalom Adarshim Behilchos Pesach, Shloshim Yom Kodem, and Baruch Hashem B'Siyata Dishmaya. We have already seen Niflos Rabos V'Atzumos Mitaras Hashem. This has been so exciting. So now we will continue. And the Yesod HaDvarim was that there's a chalois on the first 30 days, that the first 30 days, the 30 days before Pesach, have a chalois of being Erev Pesach. And the Mela the Taitzah is that Shalom Adarshim Behilchos Pesach. But that's only because these 30 days have a special chalos, they have a special status of being considered Erev Pesach. V'zeh yisod ha'dvarim, v'kam v'kfi she'amarti, kvar hayu shlosha shiurim, v'dibarnu al zeh b'harchava gdola, v'ra'inu mamash nifla'ot. U'birtzot Hashem darkeinu, anachnu lo na'atzur kan, anachnu namshich l'ot nifla'ot, lama lo? Im zeh davar kol kach tov, az lama la'agbil et atzmeinu? אז יסוד זה נראה מבואר גם כן ממה שכותב הגרא בסעיף קטן א', וכן הוא בבח ובפרי חדש בריש סימן תף חף תת. Also in the Bir Aloch at the beginning of Simen תף חף תת. That the Beis Yosef has a kasha. It says Moshe tikkun lam Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana for the Jewish people that they should learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Pesach B'Pesach, Shavuos B'Atzeres B'Atzeres, Sukkos B'Sukkos. So what is it saying over here in the Gemara, above in other places, that 30 days before? Is it Hilchos Chag B'Chag or is it 30 days before? Do you do it on the holiday or before? And the Achronim answer that when it says Moshe Tikein Hilchos Pesach bePesach, lav dafka bePesach atzma, it's lav dafka Pesach itself. It means 30 days before Pesach. Ayin sham devrem, aval lechora, harei sof sof. Pesach neemar velo kodem Pesach. It says Pesach. It doesn't say before Pesach. It says Pesach. Achen kanal, hadin shel 30 yom kodem lachag, hu litlot, hu chalot, bayamim. When we say 30 days before Pesach, you have to learn the halachas of Pesach. It's a chalois on these days. Demashvil hu kiyamim ha-shayachim l'chag. That these are made into days that are shayach to Pesach. This is called now Erev Pesach. Pesach is in the air. The Pesach train has left the station. U'maisim shel chag nasim behem b'asher mityachasim hem l'chag. And meisim connected to the holiday are already done because these days relate to the holiday. Lashon of the Pri Chodesh, parenthetically, de'achen katani dorshin v'chulei bePesach, aval yemasi uzman Pesach lo katani. Yeah, it says that you're darshining on Pesach, but it doesn't say when Pesach is. Ve'al ze ne'emar shushloishim yoyim mikodim l'chein. Pesach is 30 days before. That's exactly the word that we're saying. That this is already Pesachtik, already 30 days before. V'lachen, Shapir katvu shebishloshim yom kodem haPesach, hu hazman shebo mitkeim hadin shesholim bedorshim b'lachot Pesach bePesach. The din of being shol v'doyresh hilchos Pesach bePesach is taka miskayim 30 days before Pesach, because 30 days before Pesach is already considered Pesachtik. והדברים מאירים ומסמכים, ברוך השם, השם is so good to us. וואו. ומוכרח כן, שהרי בסוגיה בפסחים, יאפיין את העניין של שלועלים ודורשים 30 יום קודם החג, מקראי. It has to be like this, because in the sugyan פסחים, we learn this inyan of shoylem v'dorshim shloshim yom kodem achag. Melantis from psukim. Viluhata mevoar, the Moshe shetiken them the Israel. The Gemara in Megillah, it says that Moshe was metakin be Israel, that were derish chag b'chag, atzeres b'atzeres, pesach b'pesach. And yet here in Pesachim, it says it wasn't Moshe, it's, we learn from Pesukim. We have the afusis from Pesukim. So which one is it? Is it Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu? Or is it Midai Raisa? Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu is not Midai Raisa. Moshe Rabbeinu was a big rabbi, but God he wasn't. So it's learned from the Torah is Midai Raisa, that's from God. Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't get a more chashiv rabbi than Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's for Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chag B'Chag Vort is Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other Vort, the 30 days before Vort, is from the Torah. The Kana Ben Shoel, which is it then? והרי לפי דברינו, גדולי האחרונים, לפי מה שכתבו גדולי האחרונים, אלו חד דינהו. And according to these גדולי האחרונים, פרי חודש, פח, גרו, it's one din. So it's one din, right? The 30 days before and Pesach itself is the same din. And yet one is coming from the Torah and one is Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. אז איך זה יכול להיות that the same din is both מן התורה and תקנת משה רבנו? זה כבר גורם לסיבוב ראש מצער. ומה תקני והמקורד יופין אלה, right? If it's going to be one or the other, so the פסוקים come before the תקנה. ובעל כורחנו כנל. דמקראי לא ילפינן אלא את מציאות ימים אלו. From the psukim, you only learn about the mitzias of these days. In other words, what do you get from the psukim? You get from the psukim that the mitzias of these days are pesachtik. אבל מזה אין כל חיוב של דרישה הלכות החג. כנל שאין כל דינים על זה. But that doesn't say that you have to be derish hilchos chag b'chag. Who says you have to learn the halachas? Just when Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken that there's a din atzmi of shalom dor v'dorshim hilchos chag b'chag, since we learn that the 30 days before are also part of the chag, memela they extend to the 30 days before, so it's gevaldik. The 30 days before, the psukim tell us, are part of the chag. And Moshe Rabbeinu, so what does that mean, Lamaisa? Lamaisa means is what you do on the Chag, you do the 30 days before. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was not eating chametz, but if Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken that you're Darish Hilchos Chag B'Chag, then the same thing is going to apply to 30 days before. Because 30 days before also Meshach Shaychi L'Chag. And Memela, the Tekanis Moshe is also Chal. V'ayidei zeh, achen yeshno chiyuv l'shov l'drosh b'chalot shel Hashem b'lchot ha-chag. And therefore you have to... You have to be shown Doresh all 30 days in Hilchos Chag. So that's all Badasa Gedolei Achronim. But it's not like that according to the Rashb and the Ram. And the Beis Yosef in the first Teretz. What was that Teretz? Teretz was that you're not actually darshaning 30 days before. But whoever asks a question, he's considered Shol Kenyan. That we have the Shol Kin, Shol Kenyan. Somebody's asking a relevant question. Somebody's asking a not relevant question. So you answer the relevant question first. So here, 30 days before, it's considered a relevant question. So that's how they resolve the tension. But they say that they're two different things. On the Chag, Yidarshin Hilchos Chag. And 30 days before, it's just considered Shol Ke'inyan. Umishum, the Svira Lehu, because these were shown him whole, the Rash, but the Ran, the Beis Yosef, and the Yosh Teteretz. The Kevin de la Maisa, Maisi, Agamorah, the Tekanis Moshe, Rak al Chag. Baal Kochach, Mavur, Mizeh, Shomein, Arel, Bechag. Umizeh, Kos, Vohem, Zeh, Lachwich, Shachem, Lesed, Ledin, and the Dorshim, Arel, Bechag, Bilvad. Because since the Mice of the Gemara brings Takanas Moshe only on the Chag, so it must mean that it's only for the Chag. And then they said, so if it's only for the Chag, so this Takanas Moshe doesn't apply to before the Chag. The Derisha B'Hilchos Chag is only going to apply on the Chag. What's going to be before the Chag? So there they said a different word. It's going to be, you're considered Shol Kenyan. אוקיי, גוואלדיק. אנחנו ממשיכים הלאה. ומעתה נראה בביור דברי הבית יוסף בתירוץ השני. מה היה התירוץ השני, כזכור? That when it comes to learning Hilchos Yom Tov and the Tamei Achag, like the reasons for the holiday, so that you do on the holiday. When it comes to Pesach, 30 days before, you go into the details of Hilchos Pesach. המון אין ספור פרטי פרטים של הלכות פסח. זה היה התירוץ השני ליישב את המתח בין שני המקורות הלכאורה סותרים. בפסח itself, you're Isaac and Hilchos Yom Tov Hilchos. תמי החג, and the 30 days before, when it says that we have a Yafusa for 30 days before, that's talking actually about going into Hilchos Pesach. That was the second teretz of the Beis Yosef, שראינו כבר בסייעתא דשמיא בשיעור הראשון. שהרי מה שכתבו הרשב"א והר"ן הוא כלפי מה שכתב בברייתא שואלים. So the Rashba and the Ran says, remember what do they say? They said that you're considered Shoyal Ke'inyan. You're considered Shoyal Ke'inyan if you ask 30 days before. That's because the Braisa says the idea of Shoyalin. As hem omdim al amila Shoyalin. אבל הרי נאמר בברייתא גם דורשים. It's not only Shoyalim, it's also Dorshim. והן אמנם שבגרסת הריף לטה אל השואלים. In the gears of the riff, all we have is Shoyalim. We don't have Dorshim. So it's Geshmak. Comes out perfectly. Shoyalim, this is considered a Shoyal Ke'inyan 30 days before. עין בביר הלכה ברסים מתוף חפטס. וכן הוא בהרבה מקומס בשס, that this price is brought. All it says is Shoyalim. עיין בזה באשמתויס שבסויף ספר מיני תרגימה. גוואלדיק. ואכן, הרשב"א במגילה דף למד עמוד א' כתב גם כן, דלא גרסינן אינו שואלים, so also we have the Rashba himself. The Rashba who gave this teretz that you considered Shoal Kenya 30 days before, that's what it means Shoalim. He doesn't have Darshan. All he has is Shoalim in his girsa. Why? ומשום דחיוב לדרוש להקל במועד עצמו, אין שם. Because the חיוב to Darshan is only on the Moed itself. The Shoalim is the 30 days before. And the Darshan is on the Moed itself. He doesn't have Darshan. He only has Shoalim the 30 days before. אבל, לפנינו בסוגיה, בפסחים בדבב, בחורות נונחת עמוד א', איתה בכל הספרים, שואלים ודורשים. So we have in our sugya in Pesachim 6, Bukharis 58, that it's Shoalim v'Darshim, not just Shoalim. The Ran also in Pesachim Davav, Kasav Kidvarav. In other words, the Ran in Megillah, in Pesachim Vav, writes like he writes in Megillah Daf Dalet, that it's only Linyan Shu Shoal Kenyan. But there we have in the Braisa Shoalim v'Darshim. So it's hard to say, it's only talking about Shoalim, because he also says Dorshim. The Miri also. He says that the Nidon is Legabei Shoal Ke'inyan, Pesachim 6b, and his Girsan, the Sugin Sanhedrin 12b, is Shoalim V'Darshim. V'kanarei d'pshita leila Beit Yosef shekenu ha'girsa, k'mo v'ken betur, shalei akai divrei Beis Yosef. So it's partially the Girsa Shoalim V'Darshim. That's the Girsa of the Tur. Beis Yosef is mityaches to the Tur. It's relating to what the Tur says. And that's why in the second teretz, the Beis Yosef relates to the Darshim also, not just the Shoalim. So in the first teretz, the Beis Yosef says that the Shoalim is Lav Dafka. The Darshim is Lav Dafka, it's only Shoalim. He says Shoalim b'chosag, he doesn't say Shoalim v'Darshim. The only din of Shoalim is Shoal Ke'inyan. But in the second teretz, no, there's another din of Darshim, and therefore he doesn't hold to the first teretz. And then we get back to the Kasha, so then what's the Mistin Erev 30 days before in Pesach itself? ונראה שאכן כלפי זהו שכתב בבית יוסף שאף על פי שמה שכתב שואלים מקרוב כמו שכתב הרשב"א והר"ן. So the shoalim is like the Rashba and the Ran, that you're considered shoal kenyan. But since it also says darshim, there's another inyan here. The darshim b'dini achak, shloshim akodim achak. There are a lot of halachas on Pesach. And since 30 days before the chag is called a chag, it's called erev chag, there's a din shoalim. Then a din shoalim b'alfus is a mikra the rabban of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Like we've seen the Gemara, the Gemara's alfus is. So they're also attacking it. Darbin noisav, l'dorsh b'dini achak, ha'ilu b'zman d'choshev erev chag. They were also attacking as an additional thing to darshan b'dinei achag when it's considered erev chag. And this is special takana. It's always the lashon of takana. Hitkinu, he writes, takana lo zaza b'makoyim ayim b'choris and zayin amid beis b'fros. You see in all of Tosis there, it's takanas chachamim. שכאן נתבהר את זה יופין המקרוי, תביא שלושים יום. But you learn from Sukkim that it's 30 days. That's why it's 30 days from Sukkim. And then the Beis Yosef had a kasha. So Bishleim, if there's a din on Limar Helchos Chag Lefnei Achag, so we can say that there's a takana that the din applies to all 30 days. In other words, there's a limud of Hilchos Chag B'Chag, and then there's a takana that extends it to all of Erev Chag also, the 30 days before. But since we see that it's only a din on the Chag itself, the takanas Moshe was only the Chag itself. Moshe made a takana only on the chag itself to darshan behilchas chag, not before the chag. Aval kaim zlin shein din kazeh lebchag atzmo dan takanat Moshe. Masha'ach dinim shel 30 yom kshein klal din kazeh erev Pesach erev chag. V'azeh kotzav beis Yosef shadin sheyishno al chag atzmo takanas Moshe eino din al limud hilchas Pesach el al dini ayom tivetamei haPesach. Aval limud hilchas haPesach din acheru v'yeshno beerev Pesach v'meila mitakana zu. Hainu lamed yon shenikin itbaer. Hainu erev haPesach. Kevan depshita leila beis Yosef. Shedin ze. Shel dorshin enu meikar adin shel 30 yom kodim achag. Ela shetakana nosefet umyuchedet imitzad yidiyat ulchot chag. Hazeh kosev beis Yosef. Sheyesh lezeh makom rakim yesh no din vetakana. Miyuchedes al limud hilchos eilu. Shebezeh memeil yesh na takana vadin al lamed yon vekanal. In other words, to put it in simple English, there's a din that there's Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu on the Chag to learn Hilchos Chag. But we don't find that this applies to Erev Chag. So Mehechi Teisi, there's going to be any union of Erev Chag to learn anything in Erev Chag. This is what the Beis Yosef is thinking in the second Teretz, possibly. So Mehechi Teisi to learn anything on, that there's any Chiv on Erev Chag. So Erev Chag is still going to be Pesach Tik, but Mehechet Teisi, you have to learn the Halachas. So the Beis Yosef understood. I'll tell you how I know. Because since we learn from the Pasuk that there's Yafus in the Gemara, that Sholem B'Darshim B'Chutz Chag, that's the Lashon of the Gemara, and it's learned from a Pasuk. In other words, that this the limit from the Pasuk is that 30 days before the holiday already has the status of heir of the holiday. So this is a special takana that you have to spend the 30 days before to learn the halachas of that holiday. There's a special takana on learning these halachas. And Mamela is going to apply to 30 days before. But if there aren't so many halachas, then there's not going to be a special din to learn these halachas. That you have to learn them for all 30 days. That's just going to be lemaisa, however long it takes you. So when it comes to sukkahs, it could take you a day or 2 days. It's subjective, however long it takes you. It's just for the lemaisa. Pesach is different. Because Pesach has halachas merubos. So since Pesach has halachas merubos, so the Beis Yosef understood that it's not going to just be subjective, a day or two or three, however long it takes you. It's going to be 30 days, because they're halachas merubos, and 30 days before is already considered Pesach. So the halachas merubos considered together with the fact that 30 days before is already considered Pesach, like we see in the Pesukim. So memela, that means you have to learn the halachas of Pesach. And that's different than the, and so what's the difference then between Pesach and Erev Pesach? Either the kind of Moshe Rabbeinu, to learn the halachas on the Chag are only on the Chag. Doesn't apply to Erev Chag, so you have to make a distinction. So we're talking about two different types of halachas. On the Chag, you're learning Hilchas Yom Tov and the like. And before the Chag, you're learning Hilchas Pesach, the unique halachas of Pesach. But again, that comes as a result of the fact that, A, they're different. Moshe Rabbeinu made the Kana of on the Chag, and he didn't make it for before the Chag. And for before the Chag, we have Pesukim, so these are two different things. And from the Pesukim, we get that 30 days before is already considered Erev Pesach Dik. And Pesach has halachas merubas. So it makes sense then that all these halachas merubas are going to learn the 30 days before Pesach. But when it comes to Sukkos, so there aren't as many halachas as there are for Pesach. And the 30 days before aren't considered Sukkistic. So Mela, however long it takes you. It takes you Yom, it takes you Yomayim, it takes you Shavuot, it takes you Shavuayim. That's all going to be subjective. But that's because these days don't have the status of the 30 days before Pesach, don't have the status of Pesach. Of Sukkot, don't have the status of Sukkot. Only the 30 days before Pesach have the status of Pesach. So Beis Yosef understood that there was a special din and takana on learning these halachas before the Chag, and memela, it's going to be 30 days before, because that's when Pesach is really starting. But if there aren't so many halachas miyuchados, if there aren't so many halachas merubos, so then it's going to be subjective. Aval kol she'ein halachot merubot lo she'ach she'ya din miyuchad shel limud halachas. There aren't so many halachas, there's no din of shloshim yom. Eluak lemaisa by lomar as halachas they lay the lemaisa sadinim. You just have to know what to do. So however long it takes you, so sukkah's enough a day or two. As ain't called in shel zman mesuyam. Before Sukkot, there's no specific time. There's no set amount of time. And the ma'isa, it's tali b'kol echad ve'echad. But Pesach is different. Pesach, the 30 days before, already has the status of Erev Pesach. And the Gemara says that you have to learn the halachas, to shalom v'darshim about the halachas. So what halachas? It's not part of Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why you have to make the distinction between the halachas of Pesach and the general halachas of Yom Tov v'Tamei HaPesach. Aval limud hilchot Pesach din achiru v'yeshno be'erev Pesach. The mele mitakanatu an elamid yom. Since it's a din in erev Pesach, learn the halachas of Pesach. The mele is going to apply to all 30 days, because 30 days is already considered Pesach tik. So I hope that's clear. That's the sheet of the Beis Yosef. It's the second tarot to the Beis Yosef. The first teretz, like we said, is only talking about sholim. Not darshan, you're considered shol ke'inyan. And again, because these are the days of Erev Pesach, it's considered Pesach, zecholos on the days. And we saw the teretz of the other chronim, that it's considered, that when it's in the zakana for Pesach, it's also for Erev Pesach, because Erev Pesach is also Pesach. Just the 30 days before is considered Pesach. And then Moshe's takana was to learn the halachas. Moshe's takana was to learn the halachas of Pesach on Pesach. Maybe that's going to extend to before Pesach as well. Because it's one din, Pesach and Erev Pesach. Okay, my Rav and Rabbi say, "Ish lanu od harbe lelmod bezrat Hashem." Lo tama sichatenu. Ani mekave meod shenagi lezeh. Ani mode lechem meod al ha'azana. Ani mekave she'arav lechem. Haya matok beinechem. Hadvarim hayu beinai meirim kesapirim. וככוכבים מסירים. אז אנא, הישארו עמי, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו נמשיך בלי נדר. תודה רבה רבה שהייתם איתי. שלום שלום.